It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
Frontman, guitarist, vocalist of the hard metal band Psycho is here to talk about the heavy metal genre. Formed in 1987, after Mike left the Canadian power metal band Wicked Angel, Psycho saw some recognition in Europe, performed a number of local gigs, and disbanded after starting on a second album entitled Out for Blood, which was a follow-up to their On the Loose vinyl debut. Psycho returns with a new lineup and a 25th anniversary compilation CD.
Mike Freewheel in Mier, welcome to You Talking to Me.
Thanks, great to be here.
All right, good to have you back, man. It's been a little while. I think last time we were probably talking on FM radio.
Yeah, see, Jim. Yeah, sure. It was a while back, maybe a couple years back.
And now podcast and part of Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. So it's cool to have you back on, and especially talking about the subject matter today, metal.
Perfect subject for me. Been in my blood for 30 years. I appreciate the invite for sure, JD.
All right, man. Can you try to define metal for us, in your opinion? Maybe where did it come from, and how do you know when something is metal as opposed to hard rock? There's a fine line sometimes.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I guess to me, it's the way the guitar is played, the aggression, the attack, the volume, the way you hammer onto the fretboard, really. A lot of the notes are the same, even going back to blues. I mean, the notes, the scales, the box scales, are a lot of it's very similar. I really believe it's the volume, the attack, and a lot to do with your pick hand, and the speed of your pick hand really defines hard rock to metal, in my opinion anyways.
So how do you think metal stand in the test of time as a genre in this day and age? You know, I think the 80s metal was huge, 90s too. What do you think about it now holding up in the 2000s?
Well, you just got to look around. I mean, a lot of those bands, from the early 80s, that were integral, influences on me and probably yourself as well, as they're still kicking around, like the Overkills, Megadeths, Priest, Ozzy's still out there, Metallica, Anvil's still going. These guys, all these bands are 30, some of them 40 years. It's kind of not, I wouldn't say it's a religion like it was back in the 80s. I mean, you kind of lived, breathed, and slept it back then, but it's still around. I mean, I was just at a Sabbath concert not long ago, and it was full to the brim.
Let's talk a little bit about metal gear. You talked a little bit about what defines metal as far as like how you place some of that equipment and stuff, and the volume, and I suppose the look comes into play sometimes too, but I think certain instruments are made to look more metal, and they're staples in metal kind of because of some of the bands that used them and whatnot. And you primarily play Gibson Flying Vs, which is always kind of looked like a metal guitar, I would say. So what do you think about the equipment?
It's like anything, looks has a lot to do with it. Of course, back in the day, everybody had 10 Marshall stacks on both sides of the stage. It was a look thing, the big arena shows. But it had some merit to it, because all those speakers add width and fullness to the sound, which is metal. Blues is, a different sound, mostly out of a Fender amp and a lot of strats used. You get a certain sound with, multiple cabinets, being Marshall or whatever you play, and the dual pickup action, and that all adds to the full volume of sound, which makes metal, slash hard rock too as well. The V is just, it looks like you're playing fast just standing there.
Yeah, it looks like
one
it's
of
moving.
Guitars, it's looking like it's moving, it goes back to, the first time I seen it was Paul Stanley played one back in the, mid to late 70s, and when I seen it, my first thing is, wow, it was like out there. That's like a wild looking guitar, right? So I've always kind of liked it. K.K. Downey from Judas Priest played one I think he still does to this day. I mean, he really defined the metal guitar for me anyway, and I've always liked them.
And then one of our influences, I guess, Lips, plays Flying V guitars.
Yeah, no, for sure. I forgot about him. Yeah, he's still playing. I think he's got his same guitar. He's been playing for, got to be 40 years from now, back when we played with him.
Yeah, yeah.
There were a couple of shows with him back in the early 80s, and he had the same custom Vs he had custom made, I believe. He's still jamming on them. They still look great.
Yeah, hollow Flying V's. He yells and screams into the holes in them.
Yeah, that's right. They're like semi-hollows.
Yeah, yeah. So Psycho formed in the 80s. That's your band. You're back now nearly three decades later. You're playing, touring, recording. How's that been compared to when you were doing it 30 years ago?
Yeah, you know, back in the 80s, I mean, everybody remembers the 80s, or maybe you don't remember the 80s, a lot of it. It is what it was. It was kind of like a full decade of just excess is about the only thing I could say to that. So you go through all those stages. It was a great time. Everything was full tilt. Now, it's a little bit different. You know, I've done some recording over the years. I didn't play a whole lot for probably the late 90s through early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And then probably from the mid-2000s, I started writing again. Of course, I got a new lineup together. I did some studio stuff with some studio musicians, which was great for a few years, but didn't really get out there and play. In the last year or so, I really wanted to get out there and put a lineup together and get back out there. I feel like the 80s metal is out there. Those bands are still out there. I said, let's get out there and have some fun. And it's been a lot. I find it a lot more fun now. You know, you got a different approach. Obviously you're old, you have a different outlook on life. Some of the excesses aren't there anymore, so you concentrate more on the music and the writing. And we're back out there with Marshall Stacks and Flying V's and touring around and having a great time and recording some discs and videos, of course.
Cool, and we'll actually get into where people can find you on the web and stuff like that, but who's the guys in Psycho? Who's the guys you're playing with now?
Obviously, I've been born and raised up in Windsor, Ontario, and I live out in the Quinte area now, out in the Belleville, Kingston area. So I've been out here for a number of years. So I've found a couple guys out here that are local and that were in some other bands, a little bit older guys too, like myself, that were kind of just sitting around, not really, doing a whole lot. And then I actually put an ad in Kijiji and found my bass player. He answered it, and we got talking, and over a few months, and he knew a drummer, and they're local, so it's been great. We got a nice practice hall here locally too as well, so we started jamming and told them what I was kind of looking for, and they were kind of into it, and they were kind of classic rock guys too as well, so they weren't real metal guys, so they were looking for something new too to bite into, and it worked out. We've been together now for probably, it hasn't been too long, I would say maybe early December of 2013. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't been a long time, but we've progressed quickly, wrote some music, and actually did a few shows now.
And those two guys are?
That's Kyle Waters and Marcel Dubé.
Cool. And I can attest, the new band is pretty killer, and looks like you didn't miss a beat. When are you back in Windsor? Because you just recently played here at The Loop.
Yeah, we just played at The Loop with, of course, your band, JD's Blues Connection, and it was a fantastic show. We had a great turnout, and it was a Sunday night, too, so we were concerned about that, but hey, the fans came out, we had a great night, and it was a great time for sure. We're going to come back around the Halloween, maybe end of October, do a big show down in Windsor again. It will be on a Friday or Saturday this time, and of course, hopefully we'll be playing with you guys again.
We should maybe get Halloween from Detroit to open up the night.
Speaking of 80s fans.
Yeah,
there.
They're still doing the same thing, too.
Yeah, there you go. They're still kicking around, too. Yeah, for sure.
So where can listeners find Psycho on the web, man?
You can find us at www.psychomusic.ca. And from there, it's YouTube links and Facebook links. And we post our show tours where we're touring. And there's video on there and links to merchandise and all that fun stuff.
And that's another thing that's new for all of us, I guess, that are still doing what we do, is the web, right? New technology and being able to connect with fans in ways that we never were able to do before.
It's like night and day. I mean, back in the day, we had to go, cut a demo cassette tape and physically knock on doors and say, hey, can you listen to this? Remember those days. Now you can post it online and, you can get spread around there fairly quickly. It has made it easier, but also has diluted a lot of the music as well, you know, in my opinion, too. It's just saturated with, you know, everything and anything on there now today. So, but I know it is what it is. But it has helped us a lot. And, you know, to get out there, it's a great starting point to get out there. But you really got to get out and play live. I feel that's where, you know, that really sets the bands apart. The guys that do get out there, get on stage, and crank up their gear and let it rip.
And let's also mention, too, you're on CDN Records, so you have a CD that's available now. That's the 25-year anniversary of Psycho.
Yeah, that was Craig Newman out of CDN Records runs a, you know, like a death metal, thrash metal distribution label. And he picked us up, which was great, and that's when you get sent to, he sends us all over. We put together a history of Psycho, if you will, from way back in the day, some earlier demo stuff to live recordings to, you know, some session music I've done with some session musicians there, and then kind of like a rebirth of some original Psycho with our original bass player. We did a song there, and it's pretty cool. So it goes from 87 right to 2013.
Lots of the original Psycho album is on there too, isn't it? Some of the tunes.
Yeah, a lot of that. So. Yeah, exactly. We recorded an album, an actual vinyl album, back in the.
For those of you that remember those.
Yeah, those big black round things. Yeah, so we put a lot of that on there too. So it's kind of like a walk through, the way our history of the band. It's kind of cool. I'm very happy with it, and it's. It's a good calling card.
And when they check out your website, you have a video on there from a song that's actually was recorded for that 25th year anniversary called My Intentions Were Good. And you're recording again. You have a new EP that's kind of on the way, I guess?
Yeah, we've been taking some time right now during the summer to do some recording. We're actually starting June 8th. We're going to record some new songs.
Cool.
With my new lineup, Kyle Waters and Marcel Dubé. So, and then we're going to do a video for that too as well. We've got some footage from the last concert we did in Windsor at the Loop through your company there, OMF Entertainment, stellar company by the way. And we're going to do some more footage on Halloween and some other video shoots along the way too to come up with the video and new release of a song called Generation Death. Hopefully, be out. Maybe late fall, early winter of 2014, 2015, hopefully.
Sounds good, man. Great talking to you, as always.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. You know, it's always my pleasure. It's good to see, guys still out there cranking it up, like yourself, myself, and anybody. You know, it's great to see guys out there cranking out metal and keeping it going. Metal's been around for 40 years now, and it's still, I find it strong as ever.
All right, listeners can check out Psycho on the web at psychomusic.ca. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.